Yo, don't forget, DoggyDiamondsNoFilter.com is the main website for Doggy Diamonds. Everything pertaining to me, on there you could put in your email, where you get email blasts automatically when I put out new audio. On there you can catch up on videos that you might have missed. On there is my store where you can shop with me, buy merch to support me. On there is all my social media. Take a peek at the site. I think you'll like it. I think you'll like how it's laid out. I think you'll like everything. Go to DoggyDiamondsNoFilter.com. The link is right below in the description box. And actually, I'm going to give you a sneak peek of it right now if you've never been there before. On there is everything. Everything Doggy Diamonds. The last audio podcast out. The latest episodes of the audio of the podcast. Also, all videos that I put out that you might have missed. From the Interlude TV, the other channel, from Doggy Diamonds TV, everything is on this website. Doggy Diamonds. On here is my social media. On here is my shop. On here you can support me. On here you can subscribe. Everything is right here. And if you go to the homepage, right here where you'll start out at, if you scroll all the way to the bottom of the homepage, you can sign up and you'll get the newsletter. You can follow on your favorite DSP, digital streaming platform. Everything is here. You can also contact me. You can also leave me a voice message right here. That's where everything is at. DoggyDiamondsNoFilter.com. This is the website. And, oh, I got to erase this, but whatever. We'll do that later. Also, for only $100, I promote your content on my Twitter, Facebook, Insta Stories, YouTube TV, YouTube Community, Threads, and DoggyDiamondsNoFilter.com. Hit me up on Instagram at DoggyDiamonds for your promo. Must be Cash App ready. Let's go. This is going to be one of the ones. I got a lot that I want to say. I don't care if I ruffle feathers. I don't give a fuck. Who's mad? I don't listen. I'm at the stage in my life where I don't give a fuck. I really don't. I don't give a fuck. I don't care who's mad. I don't care who gets angry, because you're going to be mad and angry anyway. You find shit to be mad and angry about anyway. So it doesn't matter what I say shouldn't make a difference, right? But I just want to say something to y'all. Look at us. We're not a monolithic people. We are different people in different places on the globe, different places on the earth, different places on this plane that we in, and different places in this country right now. There is no community, because the said community is spread out. Different communities do different things. Some communities, shit, they might walk around barefooted. Some communities, they might walk around with choppers on their waist. Some communities, they might greet each other different. This imaginary community that these people keep talking about does not exist. And I feel like they trying to fuck with us by making you believe that you exist around something that you don't exist with. There is no black community. Okay? We can't even agree on an idea. So there's no conscious community. Conscious means to be woke. And conscious also means a certain level of intelligence that we all have and we're all in conjunction with. That does not exist. We argue over everything. We debate over everything. We make diss videos towards each other when we don't agree. We got people, my thing is, we got people who want to tear each other down. So that shit don't exist. It does not exist. Okay? So stop with the bullshit. We can't agree on music. We can't agree on anything. We can't agree on what's a hole, what's not a hole. We can't agree with what's street or what's not street. We can't agree on who's a rat and who's not a rat. All the shit that we can't agree on means absolutely nothing. It ain't going to help you. It ain't going to help me. It's not. But this is the shit you see day in and day out. You got places like the Shade Room, Media Takeout, that are run by people who are not of us. Okay? They didn't grow up here. They didn't go through the trials and tribulations of the welfare system, of crack. They don't know shit about nothing that we've been through. All they know is how to sensationalize our trauma and our pain and make us look at each other like, you ain't shit. You should be propped up, this, that, and the third. But they don't know nothing about us and what the fuck we've been through, how crack decimated our whole neighborhoods where you from. I don't care where you from. That's the only community that we share. Crack. Crack hit everybody the same. Crack didn't escape nobody. So that's fucked up. That one thing we got in common is crack. Either you were selling it or smoking it, or you was a child of a crackhead, or you was a child of a crack addicted parent, grandparent, uncle, auntie, cousin, and some of y'all smoke crack. And you ain't been the same since. And we know how that got here, so we can stop the bullshit, right? Drugs. But I'm tripping off of how is it so many of us that got shit to say, but a lot of us don't do. We just talk. And when I look at the numbers, and I ain't talking about bullshit ass YouTube numbers that don't mean shit. You can't take to your fucking grave with you. You can't even, you don't, you think you monetize, you get nigga YouTube pennies. This ain't shit. This ain't shit. This don't determine your worth. There's a lot of people who got these numbers and these big pages are completely out of their fucking mind. And you see it every day. They sit before people troubled. They sit before people deranged, getting high, drinking. Shit that niggas do, that winos do on the corner. What the fuck make you difference between them? Winos tell you the realest shit. Winos got the most jewels. But what is the problem? They still a wino. They can't kick the alcohol addiction. What's the difference between them and you? Because you got on a nice shirt and a good hat and a good chain on. So you tell, I'm telling the people shit. But if we followed you, we'd be all fucked up because you're fucked up. The only difference is you found a way to talk and found a way to monetize your voice. But you were still a wino. You still a fucking custy. All these niggas. Shout out to all the brothers that went to prison and came out and changed their life because they know what it's like that prison shit is. Shout out to all the brothers that was in the streets and know what it's like. The streets only take. It don't give you shit. Shout out to all of them that was able to change their life, who did all these fucking years behind prison and they don't ever want to go back. And they're telling you what you got to do not to go back, how to avoid it. Shout out to them because many of them exist. Many of them exist. I see a brother by the name of Mikey B who I watch his content and I like what he's doing. I like what Mel Cross is doing. I like what a lot of them are doing. I don't really want to really shout people out individually because what happens is you forget some people and they make you think you don't like what they're doing. But they come to mind, first of all. You know, first and foremost, they come to mind. So shout out to them. But look at the minority. We're not the minority. Did you know that? We're not the minority. We're the minority here. But across the globe, we're not the minority. And this shit right here, this culture that we fucking can't wait to get on every day and go live and post and talk shit and you shake your ass and you showing money and you in the club dancing and doing all this shit. This culture that we love, that we want to uphold and argue over, we don't run or control shit in it, period. It's still the minority, which is them that control it. And this shit, if it was motherfucking slavery, it was the difference. What's the difference? Y'all can't wait to tell on each other. The minute he got an escape plan, you can't wait to say, oh, he's doing this and he's doing that. Same shit y'all do on YouTube. You got a white boy who dictate who's a snitch or not in our fucking culture, in our community. You don't see nothing wrong with that? That shit is normal to you? Look how they run the culture. They run the record labels. They run the media. They run everything. A few of them control all of us. A few of them control all of us. What's the difference between that and the plantation? There's no difference. Got niggas dancing the jig. Chicks can't wait to be bed wenches. They doing shows talking about get you this kind of man or you ain't shit. Not understanding that many conditions put us in the conditions that we in, and it affected us mentally so bad that it manifested itself physically and how we act out and how we carry ourselves every fucking day. But nobody has a solution. Then you got these so-called conscious black men who go on tours and they talking all this stupid shit and they didn't even make do on the promises that they made to people. So now they conflate what they should be doing with somebody else ain't doing. What about what the fuck you supposed to be doing, Umar? Where the fuck is the school? Nobody want to see you on no tour talking about hip hop. Where is the school? And until you build a school, until you make do on a promise that you made the African people, shut the fuck up. I ain't want to see no tour of you going on platforms. You ain't teaching shit no more. Now you regurgitating shit. Dibbling dabbling in a realm that you a master teacher. You a historian. Fuck you talking about hip hop for? We don't control that shit. And you know that. That shit is corny to me. I see all these niggas sitting here just talking. But the shit that they supposed to do, they don't make do on their promise. They don't do what the fuck they supposed to been doing. So what do? They start pointing out what you not doing. Hip hop. Shit is controlled by them. YouTube. Controlled by them. Media. Controlled by them. All this shit is controlled by them. Niggas sitting on here begging for cash apps, acting like they some fucking teacher. What the fuck did you ever teach anybody? And you have behavioral problems. These dudes who act like their teachers have behavioral problems. They have behavioral problems because the minute something happened or you put something in their face, the fucking barbaric mentality that they have come out. But they sit before you like they all docile and got manners and got discipline. What some of y'all DMs look like, ladies? Care to share? What have some of you been told? Care to share? Look how they control us. We the biggest shit in the world. They copy everything we do. And then they monetize it and sell it back to us. And we just can't get along. Because you got to tear me down. I got to tear him down. I got to talk about him. I got to talk about her. People be in my motherfucking, in my DM saying shit. I be like, man, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I don't care about none of that. That shit don't matter to me. That don't affect my bottom line. Talking about nigga shit. Talk about this low level shit. Look how street culture has invaded the internet. So now you got people talking about street culture who's not qualified to talk about it. That shit is not a talking point. You don't play the streets. You don't play the streets. You don't glorify it. You don't play it. But everybody got a voice in it. And that shit is a problem because it has never, ever, ever did shit for us but take away. We prep up fucking kingpins. We prep up killers. We prep up some of the most vile, foulest ass people who existed to us and we look up to them. Make movies about them. They pictures come up. Yeah, that was my guy. Man, your guy was a piece of shit. Rest in peace. Man, fuck yeah, rest in peace. Good. That's some of the best shit that happened is that some of these niggas is dead and some of these niggas is in jail. Good. Because that's what had to happen for us to fucking have peace. You got people who terrorize whole neighborhoods doing the bidding for the minority. Doing the bidding for the minority. And all we fucking do is just sit around gloating. We want these fucking bum ass niggas out of jail. And so what? So they could get the fuck back out and do what they was doing? You got older women. You got children who were scared. Because at this particular time, they going to start shooting. Over what? Everybody too good to get a fucking job. Everybody too good to work. So the shortcut became the new way to do it. Ain't no shortcuts in life. Life is like a flight of steps. Yes, you can climb the steps. Sometimes you can skip a step or two. But if you try to skip three or four, you're going to fall and got to start all the way back from the fucking beginning. That's how life is. Some of us have been through hell, horror shows. Don't make excuses for nothing. We get up every day, put on that face, and get to it again. No excuses. Motherfuckers trying to tell you how to live and telling you they want to die. And you listen to them and you give them your money. And they show you their little trinkets and nigga shit that they so anti with the money you gave them. How the fuck could you listen to somebody that say they want to die? But they stay telling you how to live though. And they on a suicide mission, on a crash mission every other day. You see them for views and likes. For what? For what? You got whole predators trying to tell you how to be a fucking lady. You got niggas sitting on YouTube grooming you. And you talking about Diddy and them niggas. What about these people you watch? You don't think they're grooming you? Grooming you? What are they really teaching you? Shit, I could read out a book, a fucking parrot, a dog could learn how to talk after a while. Just really think about that shit. But nobody's dealing with the problem that plagues us, the fact that we are controlled based off of what we think reality is, and that shit is not reality because I bet you got motherfucking dishes in your sink. I bet you got to cook. I bet you got to throw out that food to cook. Nobody talks about real shit, tangible shit that we all go through. Damn, it's traffic outside. All of us is up. All of us is living good. And all of us are controlled. They control what we look at. They control what we hear. They control what we, the programs we watch. They control sports. They control everything. Same shit. Oh, if I was a slave, I would have ran. Or I would have, no, you didn't, because you don't do it now. You don't do shit now. You sit and you conform and you fall right in line and you can't wait to tell on a nigga. Same shit. Same shit. We watch our women get abused the same way they did. We watch our men get abused the same way they did. We watch us get beaten to submission mentally the same way they did. What's the fucking difference? Give me one individual who has stood up to them and won, maintain their riches, maintain their livelihood. Maintain their family, maintain anything. It's the same shit. Niggas is control. They control. I'm demonetized. I don't give a fuck. I don't make no money from this. Say what I want. I don't give a fuck. I ain't taking your money saying sponsor a war. Motherfucker, you at war with you. You ain't fighting no war for no people. You at war with you. All y'all niggas who be talking that, give me this money, sponsoring the war. You at war with you. Every day you at war with you. Every day you contemplate blowing your fucking head off. And sit, got the nerve to be sitting in front of people, telling them how to live their life, what you mad at, and what you don't like. So you don't like nothing. Nothing makes you happy. You go buy chains and whips. Slave. Slave. You willingly put on a chain and get in the whip. Slave. The fucking difference. Chains and whips. You niggas got the nerve to talk about women you sleep with and all this. Nobody give a fuck about that. Nobody care about that. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody cares. And I don't think Kanye folded. Nobody wanted to say, if Kanye not doing this, we're not doing that. See, it's hard to take on a fight when you by yourself. And then you realize, like me, I realize, yo, I am in a fight by myself. But the difference between me, I don't fucking need nobody to fight. I don't. Don't give up. I don't. Listen, I'm not one of them people. If I lose it all, I will survive with roaches and rats. Been there before. If I lose it all, I will survive. I don't get comfortable in nothing. I don't get comfortable in nothing. I know at the bottom, at any given time, I could lose everything because that's the way the world works. I come from nothing. That's why I don't brag about shit. I don't brag. I don't show y'all shit. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I know that none of that means nothing. None of that means anything. It's shit that I get that I want that to help me convey what I want to do. I know that. I don't have no parents. My siblings is dead. Everybody who I fucking helped shitted on me. Everybody. Everybody. You name them. Y'all keep asking me where these bitch niggas is at. I don't know. Don't care. Don't look at them. Will you get cool with such and such again? No, fuck them. Fuck them. You don't like me? Fuck you. Any mouth I fed that actually ran their mouth about me, I hope your fucking teeth fall out. Fuck them. Don't care. Bent over backwards for people. I did shit for people that I ain't do for myself or nobody did for me. And what the fuck did I get for that? Ain't gonna stop me. Because there's some people who deserve it. There's some people who are innocent. So I'm never going to be jaded and bitter about shit. But fuck them. Fuck them. Yeah, but I don't give a fuck. This shit ain't no hustle. This shit real. I've been doing this shit so long, I didn't know I could make money from it. Just wanted y'all to see my art. Wanted y'all to see what I thought was my talent. Wanted to share my shit with you. I ain't on here begging for no fucking Cash Apps. I ain't doing none of that shit. I never once. I pinned my Cash App there because people say they want to support me. But I never said, make sure you hit my Cash App. Send me something. I never did that. Not one time have I done that. Don't do that. I'm going to get it regardless. I don't want people to ever think you fucking made me so you could break me. I don't ever want people to think I'm dependent on you. I will go out there and sweep up the fucking highway. I will mop the ocean before I ever beg for anything in life. I'm a go-getter. I will mop the ocean before I sit before people and beg. Do I deserve it? Maybe, but that's subjective. Some people think I ain't shit. Whatever. I know what I am. People don't validate me. I validate me. And I know niggas is still slaves. I know niggas is mad because you got to work overnight and you keep falling asleep. And you feel like I might be free. I might be getting money. I might be doing something. So you resent me instead of saying, yo, homie, put me on. Yo, how you such and such and such as I gave away? I've been giving away games since 2006. Check my word then and check my word now. I've been consistent. I never changed. I never wavered. I never switched. You don't know if I got a dollar, a thousand, or a hundred thousand. I have not switched. But all I did was help pussy niggas who don't deserve nothing. And pussy don't mean that you can't fight and you won't shit. Pussy is what's on your brain and pussy is your mentality. If we was on the motherfucking plantation, nigga, you would have told on me. You would have sold me out. Because look how many niggas will sell you out today. Sell you out. Niggas who come to you crying, talk about nigga them played in their ass and you help them. Look what they say. Niggas who's nobodies. I make you love them. Look at them. Some of these chicks, the first shit they ever got that was of worth come from me. What? I'd be like, yo, shit, that shit is what it is. I don't expect shit from all of, I'm telling you, I don't expect shit from nobody. You show me a solid person, shit. I already know what it's hitting for. I know what it's hitting for. But I don't be surprised. Don't bother me. I don't lose no sleep, still get my ass up, go to the gym, still got my routine, want to do my content, that's it. But how the fuck are we controlled? How the fuck did they capture our mind? The way they did, the way we view each other like that, the way we fucking do each other like that. To where we can't see each other demise. If I'm demise, if I fail and I was a part of helping you, how could you want failure for me? I don't get a pass. I don't get a, you know what? Fuck that nigga. Why you think I don't diss Jordan Tower and MREC? I don't fuck with them. I don't fuck with them. They did corny shit to me. Publicly and privately. But I don't diss them because they are part of my foundation, and I'm forever grateful for that. That's where it stops, though. I'm not giving nobody no motherfucking thumbs up. I'm not giving you no thumbs down. I ain't giving you nothing. Thank you, and that's it. But it was on me to do the fucking work. No nigga ever made me me. They didn't teach me how to fucking think. They never gave me no book to read. They didn't teach me how to edit. They didn't teach me how to do graphics. They didn't teach me how to do beats. They didn't teach me how to fucking ask questions. And they didn't give me my hip-hop knowledge. So how did any of these niggas make me? Because you gave me an opportunity. The analogy that I gave to this fucking bozo was, hey, yeah, you want to take credit for putting me in the game. Maybe you did put me in the game, but so did Dean Smith put Michael Jordan in the game. Dean Smith put Michael Jordan in the game, and Dean Smith knew and he believed in Michael Jordan. But if Michael Jordan had to miss that shot against Georgetown, he wouldn't be Michael Jordan. The main thing he had to do was not get in the game, was to make the shot. When he make the shot, that's what immortalized him. So niggas want to take credit for putting you in the game and you making the shot. What if Michael Jordan missed? What if I didn't do a good job? What if I suck? Would you take credit for me sucking? Pause. Would you teach me something? No, because these niggas can't teach me shit because they dumb. They're dumb. Seriously. That's why I'm all about expansion. That's why I don't diss niggas. I don't talk bad about niggas, but I be fucking damn. I be damn if I let niggas sit there and talk in the shadows and whispers. I never heard none of that shit to my ears. Never. But I hear shit in whispers in the shadows, and then niggas want to throw rocks and hide their hand. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Everything I got, I worked for that shit. I worked for it. You see what you looking at? Ask any man walking this earth, are they responsible for any of what you look at? Ask them. But I showed motherfuckers respect still. I don't shit on niggas. I don't diss niggas. I can. Ain't none of these niggas whip my ass. Can't fuck with me on no level. But I leave it there. I leave it there. You know what? Salute. We don't gotta fucking talk. I'm not into talking to niggas and men. I'm not into having tumultuous relationships with men. I don't do it with women. I'm not into we being cool and we didn't talk in years. And no, I'm not into none of that shit. I'm not into not knowing where I stand with people. Fuck you. I don't got to stand with you. Fuck is you to stand with? You don't even stand for nothing. Fuck these niggas stand for. You never been a part of no organization that they started. Never went out in them streets and fed people. It's always been me, I shared. I share everything that I got. I share with niggas. I share it, huh? You, I'm gonna do this for you. I'm gonna give you a show on my fucking channel. The fuck do I get for any of that? Honestly, nothing. I'm mad at nobody. But I know that if this was then, I'm always be trying to escape. I'm going to try to get out of this shit. That's what I've been doing since I've been here. I have not changed. My stance on shit has not changed. I've never sat here and said, well, I used to look at it like, no, I still look at it like this. I've always been a field nigga. I don't give a fuck if I'm light skinned. I've always been a certain way. My mother's black. My father is black. You could look at my grandmother. You could look at both sides. You could look at all that shit. These niggas sitting like acting like they unbothered, don't give a fuck. All right, that's fine. Be unbothered. You never shit on your mentor. You never shit on somebody who called you and wanted to help you in life. See, me, I always added on something. I always was able to help somebody with something. I always brought something to the table. If it was my fucking labor, I made it to where niggas just show up and you good. Max B interview, all that shit. Capadonna videos, anything you see co-directed, niggas wasn't even there for shit. But I still was being a team player. You know what? It's the team. If I win, they win. If I look good, they look good. Always been like that. I put people names on shit they wasn't even there for. But that's just how I am. Look at these niggas. I don't even look at these niggas. Some of y'all might. I don't give a fuck if you do or you don't. I ain't telling you not to. If you love the content or you love whatever, do what you do. But we not going cap. We not going front. We not going act like I didn't play a big role in a lot of shit. And you know what? I distance myself from motherfuckers. Now I erase shit from niggas. I don't even want to be tied to a motherfucker no more. I don't even want to be tied to no more. A piece of shit? No. Don't want nothing to do with it. Don't even know who you talking about. Seriously. All the fucking work I put in, all the shit that I did, and niggas got the nerve to act like, that's all this shit. I'm like, yo, you know what's funny? Because I be bugging. I'm like, damn, they still run us. Look how they make us treat each other. None of these niggas is up. None of these niggas advanced. None of these niggas advanced. I have. And it has nothing to do with YouTube. See, people think that's the end all be all because niggas don't know business. Because you started following clowns. You started following dumb motherfuckers. You think YouTube, your views, your channel is dead. Your channel is the graveyard. How? What even if it is? So fucking what? You don't think I got other business? You don't think I got other talent? My talent is not to be a professional victim. That's not my talent. I ain't breaking down crying for fucking nothing. That's not my talent. My talent ain't even talking. You could actually see my shit. Ask somebody who did graphics for me. Nobody. Not because I don't want nobody to, but because I like creating shit. It makes it fun. Ask some of these ladies, what you doing? They want to get up with me. They want to holler at me. They want to fuck with me. Ask them what I tell them. No. A waste of fucking time. I have no intention for you. This shit is what I love. I love creating. I don't want to fucking snuggle and watch a movie and drink cocoa and shit like that. I don't have time for that shit. I don't have time for that. We in a fucking race for our mind, our life, our livelihood, money, and I'm competing with fucking degenerate bum-ass niggas day in and day out that's always trying to take me out. And you know what? It's niggas who I gave knives to. And they can't wait to stab me. So they always want to take you off your shit. Somebody always want to pull you here, pull you there. And do that with for what? What exactly do I get from that? What do I get from that? I want to be around people who could teach me shit, who could show me shit. I want to be around people that say, yo, hold on. Did you? Oh, shit, I didn't even know that. Fuck all that. These motherfuckers run the street culture. A motherfucker could ask anybody anything incriminating, still get a pass. One dude could fucking dictate who's a snitch, still get a pass. One dude, we could watch his wife get dicked down by other men, and he fucking them too, still get a pass. And I'm happy at that shit. Dudes still run, the same old ass dudes still running the music business. The same old ass dudes who be fondling on these niggas' ass and playing in their fucking butt and doing all types of shit, doing it to the ladies, doing it. What is the difference between that and slavery? What is the fucking difference? What's the difference? They did that shit then, they doing it now. Just really think about that shit. Oh, you think in slavery they wasn't fucking on the men too? Oh, y'all gotta do some research. He was fucking the dudes too. He was fucking the men too. The children, everything. What's the difference between then and now? There's no difference. And it's not even a lot of them. It's not even a lot of them. But here we are. We worried about fucking stature. Because we only got stature to each other. When it comes to them, you ain't got no fucking stature. You just a number. You just a statistic, and you either on this side or that side. Then you got the nigga degenerate street culture who motherfucking that hit the internet. The worst shit ever. Everybody's in a fucking gang. Everybody's claiming shit. You got a nigga from Virginia that could dance like a motherfucker, could sing like a motherfucker, and he don't even know that he's talented because he's a Piru. He don't even got no religion, no culture. He's not even from a culture. He adapted a culture. I ain't no Muslim. I ain't no Jew. I'm a Piru. This nigga done toured the world, saw the fucking world, amassed so much riches, came back from adversity, and all he could tell you is that I'm a Piru. What in the nigga is that? What in the nigga is that? But you got people who will side with that, understand that, and think it's cool. Who's your role model? Even as us, as adults, as grown-ass men, we still need mentors. We still need something to look forward to every day that motivate us. Who motivates you? Who motivates you? People don't even motivate each other no more. All motherfuckers tell you is what you can't do or what you doing ain't shit. Oh, shit, you better than me. I am better than you, nigga, because you live in my fucking house. What are you talking about? You got motherfuckers who ain't shit that all they do is sit on YouTube and talk around their fucking mouth about other people. They never accomplish shit. Nothing. I'm telling you. Nothing. They never accomplish anything. Look. Look. As soon as that man tell them to do something, look how they start dancing. Look how they start singing. Look how they sit there on their best behavior. You know what mind control somebody got to have on you for you to normally act out and for you to sit before them and be like this? You know the mind control that they got to have over you? Just really think about that. See, I think about shit on different levels, on the mental level. I say, yo, what make me act like this environment? What make me act like this in this environment, and what make me act like this in this environment? So if I get around children or somebody older than me, I don't curse. I carry myself a certain way. Yes, thank you. No, thank you. Yes, ma'am. That's what I do for my elders. That's what I do for that. For the children, kids gloves. That's what I handle it. Hey, baby, how you doing? Hey, that's it. When I'm around my peers, I could be me because everybody understands me. But when I get before them, I don't put my head down. I'm not going to sit there and have them talk to me a certain way or handle me a certain way or ask me anything that I think was difficult that I'm uncomfortable with. One time I was in Cancun and I was in a swim out pool. If you don't know what a swim out pool is when your room is connected and it's a pool that goes out in the back of your room, but the pool is shared by everybody who has this special room. And I remember being in the swim out pool and I was with my my guest at the time, my female guest at the time. And I remember this white man was in there and he asked me, he looked at me, he said, "What do you do for a living?" And I knew what he was saying to me. He was like, "How do you get to swim in the pool with me?" Said, "I'm a janitor." He looked like a janitor? "Yeah, I'm a janitor. Never been no fucking janitor, but I know what you asking me. You think I'm stupid? See, I actually read. I read books. I study shit. I study people. I know what you asking me. I'm a janitor." "Yeah, I was a cop in Canada." Yeah, well, we're in the same fucking pool now, bud. How do you like that? We're in the same fucking pool. A janitor and a fucking cop. I know what you're asking me. I know what you're asking me. What do you do for a living? None of your fucking business. I could have said that. But I was respectful because he was older. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. You ask stupid questions, you get stupid answers. Oh, I'm a janitor. But I understood what he was trying to do. See, most of us don't understand because when we get before them, we do this shit. We still scared. Just really think about that shit. Just really think about how they control us. Control everything, every aspect of us. Give us the less. Give us the least. Well, give that shit to Ukraine. You got to remember, they still giving shit to their forefathers in other countries. We ain't shit to them. If you give another country billions of dollars in aid, there goes your reparations right there. There goes your student loan forgiveness right there. There goes your tax money right there. And you'll still vote for a motherfucker and say he's good for us. Who the fuck is this us you talking about? Which one of them has done anything for us? They still control you. Got us beefing. Look in the last few years how we beefing. We look at each other like, yo, oh, you are such and such? I can't fuck with you. Like I said, Hakeem Green, been right on his channel. Complete bozo ass nigga. Complete bozo. Wasn't on the internet, wasn't popping, ain't had nothing going on. Nobody's fucking interviewing him, nothing. I'm the only one who interviewed him. The only one who kept him on the channel. The only one who tried to keep him in shit because he's my friend. This nigga think I'm a Republican. He blocked me on Instagram. But probably got like 5 videos on this channel. He thinks I'm a Republican. But he blocked me. Know me in real life. Lived on my block. Know that nobody wouldn't fuck with him in my neighborhood because of me and my family. But in the virtual world, you block me because you think I'm a Republican. Because you made a dumbass weak song called Dump Trump and nobody gave a fuck about it. And you think I support Trump, and I don't. I just support truth. So you block me. Complete character. Complete fucking bozo ass clown. Complete clown. Complete. All this shit been this year. I've been holding in so much shit this year. And I still smile. I still get up. Look at these fucking niggas. Hey, look at them. Controlled ass puppets. Look at them. Thinking you fighting a good fight on the fucking internet. You on the internet acting like you some revolutionary. Niggas living off women. Not him, because I don't know who he live off of. But a lot of these niggas live off women. Don't got nothing in their name. They don't got nothing in their name. They don't got no bank account. Don't got no credit. They don't got shit. Ain't got the nerve to be sitting before people telling people what the fuck they not. And they don't even know how they gonna get buried. Children running around, they can't even take care of their children. Their wife or their girlfriend take care of their fucking children. And act like, yeah, we such as we, what, nigga? You ain't got no, you know the average motherfucker sitting before you running their mouth is unemployed. They're unemployed. They live off your donations. They live off your cash apps. They don't got shit going on. Not a motherfucking thing going on. But they could tell you about you. Why you think they hate rich people? And they always want to say what somebody did to get money or some shit. Just think about that shit. Niggas is bums. Look at these niggas. Complete bums. Yeah, many of them get food stamps. This one ass nigga, this toad looking ass nigga, sat with Vlad and said he got 15 kids. Could you imagine the food stamps he get? Why you look like that? Why you look like that? The new hustle is not to run your mouth. The new hustle should never be to bring in this stupid negative ass street shit on the internet. The new hustle shouldn't be talking about black people. Because you know the minute you mention them, they shut your ass down. You know that. But that's why we worried about who's in the fucking dress. That's why we worried about who giving this up or who doing. That's why we worry about that shit. Because the minute you talk about white folks, your shit get taken from you. And niggas will watch your shit get taken. Nigga telling me that's why they demonetize you. So? So? I made one video about it. I didn't come on here crying every day. I made one fucking video. People made a big thing out of it more than I did. People keep asking me, are you getting monetized again? Man, shut the fuck up. Stop asking me about my business. I know what I'm doing. I did it without you. I did it without you. Shit don't mean shit. We just gotta pivot and do other things. Shit, if I can't run the ball, I'ma throw it. I'm not a one-trick pony. Pause. I ain't even no fucking pony. I ain't even no trick. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even no trick. But they make you believe the minorities that control us, they make us believe that you're only good at this. You only could do this. You only can do that. And then they make the people believe that. So if you do something different, they'd be like, nah, I like you better when you're rapping. That's why so many of us are limited in our talent and what we show people. That's what the shit is all about. But for the big mouths, ask them what the fuck they know how to do. I didn't blame nobody. You didn't see me sit here and say, yo, Juicy J got my channel took. It was Diddy. Nigga even blame me for fucking taking their channel down. Say I reported them. And let me explain something to y'all. For those who don't know. If you report somebody on YouTube, you cannot anonymously report somebody. You cannot. You have to put in your name, your address, and everything. Seriously. The person will see that you struck their channel or reported them. You cannot anonymously do that shit. You cannot. I'm telling you. So when a nigga say, I did this and I did that, and people be believing it, I be like, well, fuck y'all. Y'all all, if this, y'all would have got captured a long time ago. I was surprised that they just did it when they did it. Seriously, I'm like, shit. Every day I was like, yo, they gonna get me. You shouldn't have said that. Fuck it, you said it though. It can't be no filter of you watching your words. Can't be no filter of you scared. You scared, get a dog. They take this shit away. You can't take this away. One thing they can't take away is this. Because I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna figure it out. They came up with some cockamamie shit. The originator of a lot of shit, reused content. That's what they came up with. That I'm reusing content. And I ain't got nobody shit on my channel. But I get it. Not mad. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad. We do something else. And if that don't work, I'll do something else. And if that don't work, I'll do something else. That's what it is. Not worried about shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about shit. And for the record, hold on. Let me just do this for you really quick. Because I did it before, but you got slow people who operate on a whole different frequency that shouldn't even exist. Look at this. I'll show it to y'all right in real time. What does that say? What does that say? I can show and prove. I never cap. I got receipts for everything. Everything. I can show and prove. Everything. What does that say? Your channel is not currently able to earn. What happened after receiving your channel, after reviewing your channel using a combination of automated system and human reviewers, we found that it did not follow the monetization policies. reuse content. That's what it says. So anybody who's saying, oh, I got his channel taken down, you capping. So cut it out. You got bozos who's proud saying, yo, I took his channel down. You pussy niggas don't even control your life. You don't even control your life. You don't even own a toothbrush. You talking about you did this to me. Get the fuck out of here. But I'm glad that you want to take credit for doing something to me because, yeah, you're doing the bidding for the minority. See, you took somebody down who helped people. You took somebody down who give people a voice. See, I've been giving a voice to the voiceless. Been doing it. Was the original of it. So get the fuck out of here. Niggas want to talk about, I did this to him, did this to him. None of y'all want no smoke off this when we go outside. Where y'all be at? You see any niggas, they be scared. Seriously. Don't let none of them fool you. Niggas be scared. Walk around scared. How could somebody be after you off the internet? Just really think about that. You know you start in trouble. You know you inciting shit. You know you saying the most harsh shit you could say about people. I ain't scared of nothing. Sometimes I'm scared that I'm not scared. Seriously, I'm like, God damn, you ain't scared of shit. I ain't scared of no fucking dog. Well, I'm scared of two things. I'm scared of heights and I'm scared of water. I don't want to drown and I don't want to fall from off a ladder or building, none of that shit. I ain't scared of no fucking dog. I ain't scared of no human. Period. I be scared for other people because they don't understand. I done fucking lost everything in my life. Everything. Anybody I ever loved died. You think I give a fuck? So that's why I show so much love to people. That's why it's important to tell people that you care about them and appreciate them while they on this plane. And other people who supposed to love me, I love my comrade. Remember that shit? Cap. Knew it from the gate. Remember that shit? You remember that shit? Cap. All this shit be cap. I understand. I get it. I fully understand. I promise you. I fully understand. A lot of shit be cap. But many of you show me love because you will actually check on me. You actually send me a message. You will actually do different things to show me, yo, what's up? How you feeling? And I do the same. Just really think about it. All this shit be cap. Why? Because a nigga has his mind and a nigga got a certain selfishness and he see things the way he want to see things, but not for the way it thinks. And many of us have different reasons why we do shit. I don't do this for sex. I don't do this for pussy. I don't do this for none of that shit. I do what I do because this is my expression. I am a creative person. I am a person that likes to create. I got mad tabs open, as you can see. Oh, shit, wrong thing. I got mad tabs open, even in Photoshop. Mad tabs open of creations of things that I like to do. I am a creative person. Bozo. Bozo. I am a creative person. This is what I do. This is what I do. I create. This is what I do. This is what I love to do. And I was able to share my creation and my gift that comes from my mommy and my daddy with you. And hopefully you could be inspired by it. And I inspired a lot of people with doing it. They won't fucking admit it. But look. Look, you wouldn't even know some of these niggas if it wasn't for me. Look what they do. Look how they talk about me. Doggy Diamonds is broke. I said, look at this fucking walking suicide case talking about I'm broke. How could I be broke and I'm still spending Forbes DVD money? How? But what is broke? Even if I was broke, I'm not broken. You broken and broken. Double entendre. So moving forward in 2024, my niggas leave me the fuck alone. I don't fuck with none of y'all. Don't want to fuck with none of y'all. Don't want to reconvene anything. Don't want to talk nothing out. Don't want to be nobody's friend. I don't want to do that. We not friends. We not friends. You don't like me? Fine. Cool. Stay the fuck over there. I stay over here. Cut the corny shit out. I'm not controlled. I don't dance the jig. I don't do no stupid shit to make the minorities happy. Never. 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 I don't do shit for them. I'm not on here to say, you know what make me mad about black people? And I know I don't do shit to change shit. Because look at how all these people got knowledge of self. What happens when they get mad? What happens when they get drunk? What happens when they get horny? They revert back to the savage they really are. Remember I told you, you could take a bum that been on the street or a homeless person. Let's not say bum. You could take a homeless person who been homeless on the street for 15 years, move them in your house for 3 months. They're still going to say, yo, that garbage can still be having fire and donuts in it. They still know the route of how to eat. They still know all that shit. And stop asking me, and this is what I want from this channel. Just stop asking me about other niggas. These niggas I don't fuck with no more, okay? That's it. That's all you need to know. I'm not into telling you. I didn't ask niggas why they broke up with their girl, why their daddy left their mother. I never asked anybody none of that shit. I don't ask niggas nothing about their personal business. Anything with me personal, I don't share my personal business. It's just niggas that I can't fuck with, I don't fuck with. We wanted two different things in life. That's it. That's all you need to know. Y'all niggas want rumors and gossip. I'm not here to supply you with that. I'm not here to supply you with that. I tell you, if you fuck with me and you think I'm a solid individual, I prove to be solid. My track record is solid. You move how I move. That's it. Period. Knowing shit is not going to change your life. It's not going to better you. It's not going to make you worse. If you like somebody's content, you like what they have to say, you subscribe to them, by all means, remain there. Remain doing you, doing what you do. I don't fuck with none of these niggas. Don't. Because I can't. I can't. What I want and what they want is two different things. That's it. I'm the nigga who been solid. I ain't got no dirt on my shirt. Go back 10 years. Go back 10 years. Let me prove a point to you really quick. I love to prove shit. It's the best. Show you something. PSA, why are black rappers so quiet now? Hey, it's your boy Doggy Dom is back with another PSA. With all the protests and outrage going on in America right now, why are so many multi-platinum millionaire black rappers not speaking out right now? I think you know the answer to why. If you don't know why, listen to this PSA. I know that Trayvon Martin, I know they did that Trayvon Martin tribute, and in the very next record, they went back to selling drugs and murder. So no, that doesn't count. It is being counterproductive. These rappers sold us out for money. Could we see the date on this, if we could? What is the date? Ad suitability. Look, I got to put in for monetization, so I don't even make nothing for this. But let me put PSA in here again. Let's look at the titles of some of the shit I was saying. Ice Bucket Challenge. He's nuts. Separate the artist from the person. Make today your day. Stop procrastinating. Look at this shit. Look at the dates. 2014. This shit ain't even monetized. Snoop Dogg is corny for apologizing to Iggy Azalea. 2014. Don't get no money from that. They killed Jesus. What you think I was talking about? Don't be afraid to salute. Get away from your naysayers. It's 2014. We have to support each other. 2013. Who or what are you fighting for? Look at this shit. Look how far this go back. Don't ever give up. Your day would come. They don't talk about this shit. 600 views, 2013. How did the South take over hip-hop? I break down that it was a corporate thing. So don't ever act like my message changed, like I'm a different motherfucker or became different because I got this and got that. You don't get rewarded for talking like that. You don't get rewarded for giving people information. You don't get rewarded for showing people shit. You don't get rewarded for fucking showing people tutorials and talking about mental. You don't get rewarded for none of that shit, but there's no reward. The reward is more life for everybody. That's the reward. So don't ever let nobody tell you, oh, he's always mad, he's bitter, he's none of that. He's no, I'm not. I'm just not y'all. And I know who my real enemy is. And the biggest problem that I face, that I found, and I learned, is my biggest enemy has been niggers.